Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 35 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50, and it's time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Yeah, good morning. Oh, there we are. Good morning, Dan, and good morning, everyone. Today is the first and last day of this February pledge drive. Our $80,000 goal for the day was set to begin recouping dollars lost to the state budget. We hope to raise these funds needed to purchase and broadcast the agricultural programs that you want and then get right back to bringing you what you paid for. Great agricultural programming. Station manager Jay Pierce is in the studio. Jay, what happens when you give agricultural producers the information they need?
Well, they can make some great decisions, some important decisions. Timely market analysis and weather information, at least 21 analysts each week, so you can make informed decisions. No radio station in the nation has as many market analysts as AM 580 Agriculture. 2,400 subscribers to the AM 580 Agriculture e-newsletter. A website, willag.org, newly designed, more responsive to your needs. Call now, 244-9455. Support the station that brings you solid, dependable information that you can use all year long to increase your profitability. That's the bottom line. That's what separates WILL Agriculture from the rest. We are here to help you be successful in your operation. It only takes a moment. Your membership is good all year. 217-244-9455 or go to willpledge.org. Again, that number 244-9455. Is it worth a couple of bucks a week to you for all you get? Make a $100 contribution right now. Dave, we're over $18,000 already, $62,000 to go by 7 o'clock tonight, 244-9455, willpledge.org.
You know, Jay, a $100 pledge is less than 7 bushels of soybeans. And we know that you support the things that are valuable in your life, and we hope that includes this agricultural service.
Holy mackerel! Rita Schulte just walked in and handed me an update on the numbers. And, you know, I was working on that 18,000 number. Last half hour was a big one. We're at $21,600 right now, so we're a quarter of the way there. Your call to 244-9455 can bump us up over $22,000. Make that pledge, 244-9455.
Keep the momentum going. Your $100 contribution will support agricultural programming. Call 217-244-9455 right now or toll free 866-779-9455. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, it's a complicated map today.
Weather to talk about. We've had a lot of weather to talk about so far this year. It's been a complicated year thus far, and we are in an active storm track as we've been indicating over the last few weeks that we'd be in an active storm track, and it looks like more moisture is on the way, and that's going to lead to problems with flooding across much of the Midwest, eastern and southern Midwest corn belt, especially as we've got snow melt. We've had some rain. Heavier rain is coming back in later today across Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky. Some of it is going to lead to flooding. Rivers are going to fill up again as there's a lot of snow melt and water out there. There's a flash flood warning in effect right now, and it's extended until 6 p.m. for southeastern Livingston County, Ford County, Iroquois County, and southeastern Kankakee County in Illinois. And for Newton, Jasper, and Benton counties in Indiana, technically that's till 7 p.m. Eastern time for Benton County as they're in the eastern time zone. But due to more rain and snow melt, there's flooding problems in those counties. We're getting a break in the action now, but more rain is going to come back this afternoon. In addition, a winter storm is going to go across some of the northern parts of the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt and into northern Missouri, southern and eastern Iowa, and northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, and southern lower Michigan. Later today, tonight into tomorrow, parts of northern Illinois will pick up 6 to 12 inches of snow. Thunderstorms could become severe, even with tornadoes down in far southern Illinois and Indiana and into the Delta today. So lots of weather to talk about there as well. Colder air will be dumping in after today, so we will be getting back to light snow in some areas, and it looks like the bulk of the moisture we're going to get is going to come late this afternoon and tonight. And as far as South America goes, I'll just tell you that warm and dry weather will continue for the driest areas of South America the next few days, but some showers are likely this weekend, and there's still problems with wetness in Mato Grosso in Brazil, but some drying should come in there this weekend. So overall, no changes to the adverse for crop conditions there. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Support for WILL is provided by Risk Management Commodities, presenting an agricultural marketing and planning meeting on Monday, February 11th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Johannic Civic Center in Kokomo, Indiana. More information is available at 866-837-9027.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 1027 and a half, up 7 1/4. May 1033, up 2 3/4. Last trade for the March was up 10 1/2. The May last trade was up 9 3/4. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 977 3/4, up 4 3/4. Last trade up 9 3/4. July, 905, up 1/2. Last trade up 9 1/2. The December, 922, up 1/4. Last trade up 8 1/4. March corn opened at 510, down 1/2. Last trade down 2 1/4. July, 532 3/4, down 1/4. Last trade down 2 1/2. December, 532, down 3/4. Last trade down 2 1/4. March beans opened at 1328 1/4, up 2 1/4. Last trade down 8 3/4. May, 1344 1/4, down 1/2. Last trade down 9 1/4. July, 1357, down 1 1/2. Last trade down 7 1/2. November, 1294 1/4, down 1/4. Last trade down 6 1/4. March soybean meal opened at 352.60, down 30. Last trade down 260. March soybean oil opened at 55.68, down 8. Last trade down 36. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
I want to start with the U.S. dollar because it certainly did spike higher this morning, actually got above its 10-day moving average, and it was quite a spike. And I'm wondering what has put the giddy up in the dollar and what will happen to grain trade because of it.
Well, I think the giddy-up got put in by the rest of the world. Europe is announcing they're not doing very well and are going to cut rates, and that helps. That makes the euro go down and the dollar go up a lot, and I think that could be negative for our prices as the price of our grain goes up because the dollar's higher because that's what they pay for it. We're 40% less than we were 2 years ago on the dollar, so people buying stuff are actually paying, getting a really pretty good deal on it, because it's 40% less because of the value of the dollar. So the dollar going up like it has could hurt the grains. And they are talking corn and beans lower, but they're continuing to call wheat higher due to the Minneapolis wheat situation.
In fact, overnight, if you looked at the July wheat contract of the Chicago Board of Trade, came in within, a couple ticks of new contract highs.
Right. We had 914 in the July. The hold high was last week at 917. Remember, after that 9.17, what happened, though? We went to like 8.50, 8.46 before bouncing right back up. So wheat's been really volatile. If the Minneapolis wheat would break today, you could see Chicago wheat really break hard also.
And if the Minneapolis wheat breaks and the Chicago wheat breaks, does that impact beans and corn?
It would impact the corn. Wheat a lot of times will impact the corn. Corn we're calling a little bit lower today anyway, not a lot, 2 to 3. The beans, it could, just because of attitude change, but beans are already being called 7 to 10 lower.
I did see that overnight corn and beans made new contract highs for the week, but finished way at the bottom of the range, so it looks like a classic turnaround Tuesday pattern for them.
That's what it looks like right now. We'll just have to wait and see where it goes when we open, but looks like the corn and beans should be lower. Wheat will be drug higher by that Minneapolis. When do the two face each other, you know, corn going lower and wheat going higher, that'll come to a head someday.
What about over at the CME Livestock Group today?
Over at the Merck, we're looking at basically mixed prices again. We're still looking at cattle going a little higher and hogs going a little higher, but we could back off also. We've had quite a move upward in the hogs lately.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. He joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We're in the first and last day of this February pledge drive. We have an $80,000 goal for the day to make up for some lost state budget cuts, and we hope to raise those funds by the end of this broadcast day. That's 7 o'clock this evening. If you support agricultural programming, if you believe agricultural programming helps your bottom line, now's the time to call 217-244-9455 with your $100 pledge. 217-244-9455. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.